Hare Krishna. Yesterday afternoon went to a nice program organized here by ISKCON Delhi. Bhadapata Sarati Mandir, and it was a main purpose or focus was to present Yadavar Prabhu's Hare Krishna film, which is really quite wonderful. It was sort of preceded by some guests of honor speaking and some relatively short discussions. One was by Mr. Dave Roy, who was advisor or secretary to commerce for financial affairs and also planning in India. He was a very nice man. When I first were waiting for people to come, and then I was sitting there, and I saw he was sitting alone, so I was speaking to him. Although he's also an engineer, it was interesting that later he took up to translating Mahabharata, Ramayana, and now he's doing Srimad Bhagavatam, trying to do the Puranas. His books are published by Penguin in India. So it's very, very nice. I didn't get into what his philosophical understanding of those texts was, but nonetheless, his purpose was to make available to people the original spiritual and literary culture of India. And he spoke very nicely afterwards on the stage about Srila Prabhupada. And when the vice president arrived, he was also very nice and spoke very nicely and at length about Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's achievements. As a Western sannyasi, I was also asked to speak, and I had 3 minutes just to try to get across Srila Prabhupada's extraordinary ability and empowerment to give Krishna consciousness to a culture that didn't really know anything about Indian culture, spiritual culture, and was really more interested in its own sort of pursuits of spirituality. And then we saw the film, which is really wonderful. Interestingly, it's being going to be played in theaters, in 600 theaters in India. And that'll really be wonderful if it goes commercial. I think more or less up to now it's been in more in-house presentations than otherwise, but certainly if anywhere the film will have commercial success, it'll be in India, and being played for the next 3 years. It was a new experience for me to sit in a movie theater, since I hadn't done it since, I don't know, 45 years. It was quite overwhelming, this huge, huge big screen, and so on. But it's certainly a way to see movies, very very encompassing, very engrossing. And of course the subject, what can you say, is about Srila Prabhupada and everything, Tadva, Gushargo, Janatabra, Vishlava. Whatever glorification is there of Srila Prabhupada is always perfect. And it seemed to be very nicely done from a technical and cinematic point of view. Certainly, the devotees there very much appreciated it. And it was quite interesting. There were very many Prabhupada disciples internationally because they met, most of them came from Vrindavan. They'd been there for Kartik. And so it was very nice to see so many Prabhupada disciples, and many of whom I knew were also there. And so it was a very, very nice evening and very nice event. Congratulations to the devotees who organized it. And it was a, I could say, high security event because of the political representatives who were there. So there was police and so many others. But the overall atmosphere was very wonderful and was very conducive for the purpose, which was to glorify Krishna's pure devotee. And I think I sensed from the audience there that they got a different perspective and a very unique insight into how actually the Krishna consciousness movement that many of them sort of just take for granted take for granted in the sense that it's here came about, and what devotees contributed to making that happen. Anyway, that's the report from yesterday, and then today to do a few things in Delhi for the deities, and then head off tomorrow early in the morning. We'll see where we get this sent podcast from, probably from Istanbul, because we'll be there at the airport for quite some time. And then Budapest, Hare Krishna.